Coffee Conversations with Sinti is brought to you by influencer marketing specialists, The Salt, inspiring positive brand conversations.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another fabulous edition of Coffee Conversations with Sinti. And as usual, I've got a very special guest in the studio. But before we get to my special guest, just a quick reminder, please go and subscribe to our channel so that you can join the conversation, contribute, and get the latest episodes delivered right to your ear. And Dolly, welcome to this.
Thank you so much, Sinti.
Please introduce yourself, because you gave me a very fancy and unusual title.
Yes, so I'm Anne Dolinchek, and I am the founder and chief strategist at Influential.
Okay, and who is Influential?
So Influential is a new boutique agency on the block.
Okay.
And we...
How old or how young?
We're a couple of months old. So we are infants. We're babies.
All right. Yeah.
And we focus on doing influencer strategies with brands.
Okay.
And also education for those marketers who are still a bit nervous.
All right.
Just to kind of introduce
them. To tip them over into...
Yes, yeah. And to kind of to show them what influencers are, what they do, and kind of how it can add value to their brands.
Okay. What is your core function in Influential?
My core function is obviously speaking to clients to educate them, and then also doing strategies for them so that they can get the best out of their influencer campaigns.
All right, and I understand Influential is part of the broader group, what is it called? Infinity Group?
Correct.
Okay, and how are you finding it so far?
So far, it's good. I mean, starting your own business is always a bit daunting.
Of course.
But it's something that I really love. So for the last couple of weeks, it hasn't felt like I'm doing any work.
All right.
Just feels like I'm doing something I really like.
All right. So I feel guilty. And that's very important, hey?
It is, but I'm getting used to it because I'm like, but shouldn't I be doing work?
When work is play, yeah?
When work is play.
Yeah. So maybe let's cut our teeth into the meat. What is the influencer strategy?
So influencer strategy, simply put,
in layman's terms,
is basically a roadmap of how to roll out an influencer campaign.
Yeah.
So what it basically will tell a brand is like, you need to figure out your objectives. From there, you need to figure out, okay, we need to implement certain strategies so you can get these outcomes and outputs.
Yeah.
So it all depends on that. And so basically we give you a roadmap, what type of influencers will get you to where you want to go.
Yeah.
Kind of what tactics loosely you need to go at before we hand you over to like the influencer agencies, who will then sit with you and work on an implementation plan.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense. What is the net income of a solid influencer strategy?
It varies. Look, we've seen if influencer strategy is really well thought out, there's a number of outcomes that you'll see, but it all depends on your objective. So if you wanted to create mass awareness, you need to craft a strategy that will give you that. If you want just reach, we can do that. If you want to kind of contribute to your bottom line and have more sales, we can do that.
Yeah.
But we need to know those basics before we can actually sit down and do a whole roadmap for you.
Brands always come up with this argument that, you know what, I can do this in-house, I can do it myself. What do you have to say to people in that line of thought?
It's the same with PR, right?
Yeah.
You see people with like, I'm PA/PR.
Exactly, yeah. And like, there's always a slash, isn't there?
Always a slash. Yeah. You're like, oh.
So your point of focus is before the slash, isn't it?
No, exactly. Yeah. So the same with influencer campaigns.
Yeah.
I think everyone obviously knows what it is. Everyone knows what influencers are.
Yeah.
But they don't really know how to use them.
All
so
right. Effectively.
Effectively. Yeah.
To drive your ROI.
Exactly, those big words, ROI. But everyone thinks they can just kind of call a couple of guys who are really big.
Yeah.
And they can just be like, here's product, push it. And
they'll
just kind of leave it. Like, now what? What are you measuring?
Exactly.
Are you measuring likes? Are you measuring comments? What was your objective?
Yeah.
You know, are you measuring sales?
Okay.
Will that matter?
All right. What I find interesting is, why isolate the strategy function and put resource and time and IP into developing a business that strictly deals with with strategy?
I think for the last couple of years where we see influencer marketing really coming to its own in South Africa,
yeah,
it's been very frustrating for me who understand the landscape.
All right.
That people just kind of, like we spoke before, just we'll just do it.
I'll get a couple of my friends to post
exactly,
this.
Exactly. Send them product. It's great. And that's kind of it, right? So what we want to do is literally come in and sit people down and be like, you can't just do that. You can't just be a cowboy.
Yeah.
Let's craft a strategy to actually kind of support your messaging and support your objectives. So
exactly,
it's not
a
standalone either.
Yeah.
It needs to be integrated with the rest of your marketing mix.
Yeah.
So we take that step back and we're trying to educate, we're trying to help people so that we can see a beautiful influencer campaign, well, markets in South Africa, and everything just flowing.
All right. You could have easily put on semblances of traditional methods, but you are strictly influencer marketing driven.
Correct.
Why is that focus, that razor sharp focus?
I think it is a big focus that's needed in South Africa.
Yeah.
And I don't want to confuse people.
Okay.
I don't want to go in and be like, let me do this strat, but let's also
like,
do
oh,
that.
I can clean your windows too.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like it's very fragmented and people get confused.
Okay.
So I want to be laser focused.
And is influencer marketing appropriate for each and every brand or its industry specific?
No, it can literally go across any brand.
Okay, again, no matter the size of the enterprise.
It doesn't matter. I think it depends on who your target market is.
Yeah.
It depends on what your objectives are. And remember, not all influencers are social media influencers.
Okay.
Back in the day when there wasn't social media, our original influencers were journalists and CEOs and politicians.
All right.
And they're still there. So it depends on what you're looking for.
Yeah.
It can be your colleague, it can be the guy in the street,
yeah,
it can be your best friend, it can be your CEO, it can be a journalist.
Yeah.
So it's just different ways of using influence and what type of influence
you want to use.
Yeah.
And you earlier on you spoke about conducting training and making sure that brands have a deeper understanding of this space. What is the one thing that's come out of this session that's so interesting or gave you an insight into what the market is thinking about influencer marketing?
So I think the big
thing, misconception perhaps. Yeah.
So I think the big thing is everyone knows what it is.
All right.
Everyone thinks they're an expert in it. And
before they meet you,
they meet me.
Yeah.
And I think everyone, the one thing that we see across the board is that people or marketers fail to set goals or objectives.
All right.
Like they would do with other marketing kind of strategies.
Yeah.
You need to know what success looks like so you can measure it.
Ah, okay,
and you can craft a way to get there.
You're not
there.
Just shooting in the dark and hoping something falls.
Correct.
Yeah. And another point is we all know that influencers are very powerful and obviously we've been influenced at some point. How important is it to carefully match influencers and the brand?
I think after knowing who your target market is and your objectives, it's probably...
Which still takes us back to having a strategy and a roadmap.
Of course, yes. I think matching influencers with brands carefully is the next biggest thing.
All right.
I mean, you need to make sure they're aligned with your values. They need to be aligned with your target markets and they need to be kind of aligned to kind of your ethos.
Yeah.
If you don't have those things, your strategy will fall flat because you're not speaking to the right people in the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of training, do you also have sessions with your influencers? Because I think they need to be able to have a brand eye or to be conscious of how their actions impact brand at the end of the day. Do you also have those type of training?
Not as yet,
okay,
but it is something we definitely would like to add in future.
All right.
So that we kind of, I suppose, have both sides of the coin aligned.
Of the coin, and it all comes together and blends well. And it's true that using celebrities or influencers with huge followings, you've already gone, no. Why? Because look at it this way. If I'm a business and I've got budget.
Yeah.
Definitely I would use Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Maybe a celebrity like you.
Or Max Mopagnani.
Exactly. But if I didn't have budget, then I would use micro-influencers. Does that follow?
No.
Yeah.
No. Look, celebrities, and like we said earlier, not everyone or everyone thinks they just want to give something to someone with a million thousand followers,
yeah,
and they post something on their social media platforms, and that's kind of it. Like,
yeah,
it works. We got like 2,000 likes or whatever.
Yeah.
But celebrities...
But the impact on the ground is...
is almost zero.
Yeah.
Celebrities are seen as just another advertising channel.
Yeah.
So people know they're getting paid. People know they're getting... they're the faces of. So yeah, you've created awareness.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
But if you want people to actually go out and buy that product, use your micro guys. They've already got credibility amongst their
niches.
In
their communities,
and
yeah.
And in their communities and in their yeah. audiences. And those people are looking to them for recommendations. So your big budget will be much better spent on 10 micro guys than one bigger.
Yeah.
But it depends on your objective. If you just want awareness and eyeballs, then go for the celeb.
Okay.
But if you want engagement and you want people to actually buy something
yeah.
or have a more positive sentiment or reputation,
yeah.
go for the micro guys.
So still takes us back to our core. There needs to be a roadmap.
Correct.
Yeah. And then in your view, why are brands getting influencer marketing wrong, or how are brands getting influencer marketing wrong?
I think the simple answer is that just not everyone understands
okay.
how influencers would fit into their marketing mix.
All right, which is why it's important for people like you to carry out training. And,
exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
And so far, what has been the reception in the local market in terms of the services that you're offering?
Look, we've just launched.
Yeah.
So we're still getting our ducks in a row.
Okay, you haven't blitzed the market as yet.
We haven't blitzed the market yet. We
All
want
right.
to get our ducks in a row before we go out and, with a bang.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Is there anybody else that's doing this?
No.
Locally?
Not as far as we know.
All right.
There's obviously quite a number of influencer marketing agencies.
Yeah.
But they focus more on the implementation.
Okay. So that ultimately becomes your unique selling point.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
The other interesting thing about influencer campaigns is people will say they don't work. What do you say to people that say they don't work?
I would love to see what their strat was or their plan was, how that fits in with their communication and marketing strategy.
Yeah.
And I want to know what influences they use them, why they use them.
They use them.
So we can do a bit of an audit and
yeah.
just see kind of why it didn't work. And sometimes there's some things that work that just needs to be tweaked and
yeah.
aligned.
Yeah.
But many a time you'd see they use the completely wrong type of influencer or platforms or just went gung-ho.
All right. And if you could leave our listeners and marketers with one piece of important advice, what would it be?
I'm going to sound like a broken record, but
please break away.
Please just set goals and objectives so that you know what you want and you know that you can measure that to look what success would look like.
All right.
So without that, what are you doing?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for joining us. What's your official title? I need to write that down. Founder and...
Chief Strategist.
Ah, for Influential
Correct.
South Africa.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
and
you, Cynthia.
What we'll do is maybe in the next couple of months, we'll just check in to see how things are developing in your front.
I would absolutely love
but
that.
But thank you so much for coming through, and let's just finish this off and have a great cup of coffee and
Sounds
continue
great.
The conversation.
Thank you so much.
To everybody else at home, thank you so much for joining us and for supporting us. Don't forget to download this and other episodes on iTunes and Spotify. But most importantly, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. We love you, but we have to leave you. Until next time, goodbye.